So here's what's happening in Jeff City. You know, they're going to get set with the legislative session coming up in January. And right now you have folks pre-filing bills. What it basically means is that these politicians who want their bills to get early attention and maybe more attention are pre-filing bills right now to try to get the ball rolling on them when they get to work next month. And I use that term work in air quotes, of course, but they get to work next month. David Stokes, Show Me Institute, is now joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. They're a Missouri-based think tank. David, good morning. What are some of these bills that are getting pre-filed that you are most intrigued by and could make the biggest difference to Missourians in 2023 and beyond?
Good morning, Pete. Great to be on the air with you and all your listeners, as always. And yeah, the pre-filing aspect, the pre-filing time period is fun if you work in a Missouri-based think tank. It might not be so fun for everyone else, but it's fun for us. Look, the bills, and a lot of them have to do with taxes. And the Center Square, which is an online news agency, has a nice article about all the tax bills introduced in pre-filing in the last few days. And there's, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, of course. The ones that I really like, that we really like, are the ones that are focused on further reducing the state's personal income tax and further reducing or eliminating the corporate income tax. We think that this is really good public policy for Missouri to further reduce and, in the end, if possible, eliminate that state income tax completely. That would really lead to growth. And especially with the corporate income tax, if you address that by ending so many of the tax credits and tax subsidies the state gives out, you really would not, you'd affect the budget far less than people realize. So those are the parts that I think I'm really excited about.
Okay, so I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, that sounds great. We've seen them reduce the income tax incrementally around the state. So what more can they do to expedite that process?
Well, they could speed it up, and with the corporate income tax, that's not set to be phased further. That's currently, it's a little lower than it used to be. It's at 4%, and there's a bill to phase that out completely over the next 3 to 4 years. And I think that'd be great. Okay. As for the personal income tax, you could speed up the process or phase it out even more than it's scheduled to be. So there's lots of benefits that could come from that. And again, I think an important thing to do is offset it, especially that corporate income tax, with a reduction in state tax subsidies. I think that's your best policy. There's also, of course, some bad tax policy bills being introduced, and sometimes from people that I usually agree with. There's lots of bills to eliminate the state sales tax on individual products, and that's not good policy. There's bills introduced to end the sales tax on ammunition, on certain feminine hygiene products, on to further eliminate it on food. And we think it's smarter policy to set the tax rate as broad as you can so that the sales tax can be as low as it can be. And when you restrict the number of things you're applying that sales tax to, or property taxes to in another matter, that just makes it have to be higher on everyone else or on every other product, and that's not a good idea.
A lot of folks would say, as the Republican Party continues to connect, and I know that you guys are not party affiliated necessarily, so I understand that when I say this, but a lot of people believe that as the Republican Party becomes more and more the party of the working class, less focus on things like income tax rates and more focus on things like lowering sales tax rates is the better play here, because the income tax rate can be good for those making more money, but a sales tax is oftentimes considered a better cut for the working class. How would you respond?
Well,
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
If we want to talk about general sales tax cuts, well, we can have that conversation. There's in fact, one bill that removes the prohibition on how high a city's combined sales tax rate can be. And I don't support that bill. I like the prohibition on the total cap at the city sales tax rate. I think that gets abused by too many cities passing new sales taxes in little attended April election. But these policies to eliminate the sales tax on individual products alone, well then, whether that's at the state or the local sales tax, that just increases pressure for sales taxes to be higher on the rest of the products. We don't want to cut the sales tax on certain things. In the case of these few bills, you know, ammunition, feminine hygiene products, further cuts on food, and there are plenty of other things that are currently exempt from sales taxes, which I think it should be applied to. We do that so we can then lower the total sales tax rate on most products. So I don't think that ending the sales tax on individual products alone, I don't think that helps people like you think it helps, because it hurts the sales tax on other products.
What about food?
Well, we've gotten rid of the sales tax on food for the most part, the state sales tax. We did that a long time ago in the late 1990s. So right now we only charge the state's educational sales tax on food. But no, I don't think we should remove that further. And I don't think we should take out the local income tax on food either. Obviously, we all buy food. We all need food. Like, I get that. I go to the grocery store and pay the higher prices from inflation that we've all been experiencing. But food is a major, major product for sale. And if you take that sales tax away on food, be it your local sales taxes or the state's educational sales tax, you're just going to be increasing the pressure for higher sales tax rates or new sales taxes entirely on all the other products that we buy around the state of Missouri. And I don't think that the average person would have, however much income they're making, I don't think that the average person's going to benefit from that.
David Stokes, Show Me Institute. All right, David, sports betting, are they going to get it done after years of fighting about it and Republicans not being able to find an agreement on it? Do they get the sports betting done? What do you think?
I think that they will, and I'm a terrible political prognosticator when it comes to making predictions, or in this case, making bets, pun intended. You know, obviously, as someone with a pretty libertarian mindset, I think that sports betting should be legalized in Missouri. I don't think it should be a crime to place a bet on a local sports team or a sports game. And I certainly understand the argument that why drive people to Kansas or Illinois where it's legal to when Missouri could be taxing that money here. There's validity to that argument as well. So I think those two arguments, I think, will get it done this year. I think it'll be passed in the legislature and signed by the governor. And I think that will, on the whole, be a good thing. But Pete, I got to tell you, I do get concerned with the enthusiasm some people have for this, as if it's just some panacea. Kansas City's mayor is a big supporter of sports gambling. He's tweeted and talked plenty of times about how much Kansas City needs this. And again, as I started off the talk, I think it should be passed, and I think it will be passed. But a lot of young people are getting addicted and having problems with this sports gambling, and the enthusiasm with people approach it as if there's not some real pain and real problems with gambling addiction is something I don't understand. I'm very, very concerned by the expansion of gambling addiction particularly throughout young people.
All right. Well, one of our producers here, Mark, he's got a 10-team parlay for you this weekend. All right, David? He's got you all taken care of and all hooked up. I won't ask you about whether or not you like the Chiefs minus 9.5 in Denver this weekend. I won't do that to you.
I'll take the points there. I think the Chiefs are going to beat the Broncos. They were terrible, but I'd take 9.5 points. And if I could take that 10-team parlay and tease it further, count me in.
All right, David Stokes, Show Me Institute. Always good to have you on. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Pete. Always enjoy talking with you.
That is David Stokes. He's with the Show Me Institute. Good to have him on KCMO.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.